Hello.
Hi, my name is Samaya, giving you a call back from customer service. I'm sorry, how can I help you?
Yes, this is Dottie Johnson, and I called on the 19th, almost 2 weeks ago, about a refund, and the gal said that she would do that. However, I have not seen it come up on my bank statement, so I do have a confirmation number if you need it.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so that I can gain access, I mean, populate your account?
Yes, 95117.
First and last name. Oh, you said Dottie.
Dottie Johnson.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, bear with me one moment. All right, Ms. Johnson. And for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
With what?
Your address?
Oh, address, yes, 605 Croon Way, San Jose, California, 95117.
Okay. So I do see here where you have the Allura skin cream, but I'm only showing that you were charged $5.95, in which that is for the shipping and handling, that is non-refundable.
But it's not on my bank statement. It's supposed to be canceled
Well, it's
because
not on your bank statement, ma'am.
they charged me $89.95 or whatever. And I saw an ad on Facebook saying that all I had to pay was $5.95 for a free jar of this stuff. It said nothing about a trial thing that after so many days I would have to pay the full price. So in the meantime, I hadn't even gotten it yet. And it shows up on my bank statement of $89 and something. So she said that she was going to take that off, but it's not showing up that it's been taken off.
Okay, and it is showing up the $89 was taken out of your account, because I'm looking here at our database and it's only showing for $5.95.
Hang on a second. Here, you talk. Here, I'm going to have you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Hi there, this is Mike.
Hi, Mr. Mike. My name is Samaya with customer service.
So, my wife had called before we even got the product. In fact, it showed up like 2 days afterwards, and they were supposed to issue a credit of $89, which she had the confirmation number that she gave you. And the $89 was charged to my account, but they've never put the credit through onto my account.
Okay, now I'm looking here, and I am looking at the past, the previous representative notes as well. It says that you called in about the charging of the $80 advised customer, your wife. We only charged $5.95, canceled account. So it's showing that you never got charged the full price for that product, Mr. Johnson. I'm not
No, we
certain
did
as
get
to.
charged the full price. It charged me $89 on my credit card. It showed up in my bank statement.
Does she want a confirmation number?
Okay, so I'm not certain where that what you were charged for, sir, but it's not from our company, because I'm looking here. The product that you have, it costs $95.99 So it's not an $80 product. And again, I'm looking at you guys' account as well. And the only charges you have from us is the $5.95 for shipping and handling of the product. There's no other charges from the Allure Beauty. For the Allure Skincare cream at all. There's no record of any other charges onto your account, sir.
Hang on, I'm pulling my.
Have you guys? I was about to say, have you guys ordered anything else or anything of that nature? Because I'm looking here, and I'm thoroughly looking. And the only thing I see is the $5.95 was successfully paid on January the 15th, 2021. So when did the charges of $89 come out?
Well, I'm pulling it up right now. Come on. I'm looking it up. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dottie. What's wrong with this?
I can't see it. Eternal Derma and Gender. Is that it? I don't know. So it dropped in.
Are you guys Eternal Derma?
Okay, sir. So I actually work for a third party contact center. However, I'm sorry.
Are you guys Eternal Derma?
That's my knowledge, no, sir. But I do work for a third-party contact center, and sometimes they will use, you know, another product's name as their name. I mean, not the product, because it's all the same company. But, like, say, for example, you got Allura, and then we have another one that's called Norel. Sometimes it'll show up as Allura, sometimes it'll show up as Norel. But I've never heard of the one that you've just spoken of.
The one that I had was Ultra Beauty. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. That's who sponsored the product, ma'am, Ultra Beauty. But it might not have shown up as Ulta Beauty as your account. So what I can ask you to do is look for the $5.95 charge, and it'll tell you whatever the name is showing up under the $5.95 charge.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. That'll be the name that would show the rest of the charges. However, there should be no other charges on the account because I'm showing on this one charge of $5.95.
That's for Restored Health.
Now that sounds more like one of their you know, titles. And how much were you charged? $89.99?
No, it was $89.83.
Yeah, that's not even. Let me. Give me just a second. I'm looking into the database. Not seeing those charges. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and then does it have a number next to the charge that occurred on the account, the 83, 89, 83? Is there a phone number next to that?
Yeah, 844-936-2900 says Virginia.
Okay, have you guys tried to call that number?
No.
That's what I thought I was calling.
No.
Okay, y'all haven't tried it, or you did?
Did not.
Okay. No. So I definitely would encourage.
What happened was when you guys tried to charge this,
mm-hmm.
when the $89 charge came up, my bank texted me and said, there's a fraudulent, is this charge fine, good or not good? And there was a phone number associated with it, which is the number we called. And they said they were going to take the charge off. So this one must be, this one's a different phone number. Yours is an 855 number, right?
Oh, where did you get our number from to call today?
It was the number that came on the thing from our bank saying that there was a possible fraudulent charge.
Okay, but you did not call the number that was next to the actual charge on the account?
I got a text message from the bank saying we got this charge for $89.83. Is this charge okay to put through, or is it not okay? You want us to stop it? And there was a phone number, which was the 855-217-5663, which is your number, right?
Yes. So,
but the number on this $89 charge is the 844 number.
Yeah. So I'm not certain why they provided you with our number. Why your bank provided you with our number, but normally whenever a charge comes through, the phone number that's next to it, beside the charge, should be the number that you are able to get in contact with that merchant by. So I definitely would advise you to contact the merchant, contact the number that's next to the charge to see if you're able to get in contact with that particular merchant.
Yeah, just call that other number.
Okay, well, I'll call the other number then.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you guys with?
No, not right now.
All right. No, you're fine. I definitely understand, Mr. Jensen, because I'll be looking as well. So I do want to thank you guys for calling customer service. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.